40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Folk singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot has died.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down.
Gordon Lightfoot's songs were poetic musings that ranged from the personal to the global. Perhaps his best-known record?
With the Lord of Iron Ore, 26...
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald was inspired by a news report of a Great Lakes shipwreck.
I can see her lying back in her saddle.
His song Sundown is a chronicle of the infidelity that broke up his marriage.
There was a time in this fair land when the
and the Canadian Railroad Trilogy is considered to be his home country's unofficial national anthem. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
For the first time in 15 years, Hollywood's movie and TV writers are going on strike. University of Southern California, Santa Barbara professor Nelson Lichtenstein.
It will have an immediate impact. It will be a larger than simply the writers. I think the producers will honor the lines, the crafts, the below-the-line groups, and the Teamsters in particular. And I think actors as well.
They'll be out on the picket line Tuesday afternoon. Gruesome discovery about 90 miles from Oklahoma City. Officials discover the remains of seven people at the home of a man they were looking for in connection to two missing teens. While authorities didn't identify the bodies, they did say they were no longer looking for the missing teen girls. A blinding dust storm in Illinois caused dozens of cars and tractor trailers to collide on an interstate. State Police Major Ryan Sterrick.
Approximately 30 commercial motor vehicles and 40 to 60 passenger cars were involved. This includes two truck tractor semi trailers that caught fire as a result of the crashes.
At least six people were killed. At a prison in Israel, a Palestinian died after a nearly three-month hunger strike.
45-year-old Khaled Adnan had been on a hunger strike since he was arrested in February and had refused all medical checks or treatment. After his death was announced, Palestinian gunmen fired three rockets from Gaza, which landed in open areas. Israel says it is on high alert for more rocket fire from Gaza and will hold Hamas, which controls Gaza, responsible. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad is seen as more radical than Hamas. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
And veterinarians are concerned about a big rise in marijuana poisonings among dogs that eat discarded joints and edibles on the sidewalks. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says in the past 5 years, cases of pets getting sick from pot has increased about 300%. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The radio show your mother warned you about. actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? You've been smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack. What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday, May Day, happier, happy hour, Dom. You feel any happier, fella?
I am. It's happy hour, even though it is a Monday. We got you on the mic here, Crudy. We got Evan working the board. We got our fair audience on the speakers and on the phones at 844-967-2789. All right, so, Evan, I got you, but you got some credit, man. You're all right.
Let me just tell you, Dom, I am not a happy camper at this hour, and it's not because of the C-minus grade given to the Packers assembled 13 draft picks. It is the fact that CNN is giving platform to Donald Trump, a town hall, a presidential town hall. Are you freaking kidding me? May 10th, prime time. What are you doing, CNN? Don Lemon already got fired. Someone else needs to get fired. That's what
CNN, at least you can go to CNN.com. They are reporting what CNN is doing. Former President Donald Trump will participate in a CNN presidential town hall next week in New Hampshire.
What the? He's suing CNN for defamation in the current sense. How can you appear on a network? You are suing for defamation.
Kind of takes away some of the argument. Perhaps CNN this morning anchor Caitlin Collins. And I met Caitlin Collins. I like Caitlin Collins. I think she's a fine reporter. She will moderate the event at St. Anselm College, which will air at 9 p.m. Eastern on May 10th and feature the former president taking questions from New Hampshire Republicans and undeclared voters who plan to vote in 2024 GOP presidential primary. This is the first appearance for Trump on CNN since the 2016 presidential campaign. There's other declared candidates, right? I mean, CNN just going to what? Not allow them to come to the town hall? And what kind of questions? And Caitlin's a very capable and talented journalist. Is it going to be E. Jean Carroll rape questions? Is it going to be the 32 felony indictment question? I mean, you know, are we going to get down the litany of all the different investigations, the perfect phone call, the Russia? You know, I mean, Caitlin could spend the entirety of that town hall just addressing the legal headwinds, let's call it, of the former guy.
You know, there have been a couple of town halls, apparently relatively recently, in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley, she's a declared candidate. She did a C-SPAN town hall. Don't talk smack. I appeared on C-SPAN one morning.
Well, I mean, fine programming, just not a lot of eyeballs or ears.
Except when I appear on there is what you meant to say, right? Me or Nikki Haley doing a town hall.
Totally right. It was blasting through the people meters.
I can't understand. Maybe it's the fact that so many presidential candidates this year are kind of late to the race. My understanding, Tim Scott's going to make, 3 weeks from now, is going to make his shadow campaign into a real campaign. You got Ron DeSantis still deciding, stumbling all over himself as a wannabe candidate. I mean, I think I nailed that one with Scott Walker-esque Ron DeSantis. If you're a conservative out there and you still like Ron DeSantis, call us 844-967-2789. I would encourage you to embrace him. Oh, love that guy like you love Scott Walker. But he is a terrible presidential candidate.
He is just terrible. Absolutely. Finally, from CNN, the town hall will stream live for pay TV subscribers via CNN.com, CNN OTT, and mobile apps under TV channels.
You got to pay to watch the Trump town hall?
It'll be available on demand beginning on Thursday, May 11th to subscribers and so on to the apps and so forth. But, I mean,
there's no Trump supportive that are going to pay to get a CNN app to watch a Trump town hall on CNN. I got a couple of conservatives that are lining up just to hammer on this concept. 844-967-2789. Dom, should we go to the Lions?
Let's do it. It's Monday. It can't get any worse.
Lou from Cudahy. Don't make it any worse, Lou. Your boy's going on CNN, Lou. And you're going to have to get make a subscription service to watch it.
You know, the thing that gives me so much enjoyment, it's so, so delicious. You know, I like being in that new thong. And number two, it's the three guys that scare you the most are Donald Trump, Ron Johnson, and Ron DeSantis. And to see
what?
You guys,
oh, Lou, hang on. Let me say, and I appreciate what you're saying, but let me tell you, and I mean this in all sincerity. None of those people scare me, Lou.
Trump scared me when he was the president, Lou. When he had real power, he did scare me. I'll readily admit. The others haven't found real power yet, so they don't yet scare me. If Ron DeSantis was ever elected president, that would scare the you-know-what out of me, Lou.
Senator Ron Johnson and Donald Trump are the two guys I hear you guys talk about the most. So it's
because they're the worst, Lou. That's right why. Not because they're scaring me, Lou. Because they're terrible, man. I mean, come on. Senator Ron Johnson has just fallen off. And your boy, Trump, I mean, being indicted left and right, Lou. I mean, for real. I mean, how can this guy show up at any sort of function in a debate and not be thrown questions about all the litany of investigations? Lou, do you think he's entirely innocent? This whole thing is just a scam by, you know, the deep state and major media? Or is Trump really a guilty SOB, Lou?
One of the reasons you guys have a show and why you're in operation, your handlers put you there.
Well, okay, no, that's great, Lou.
Who put us here?
Come on, Lou. I mean, it was a very specific question. Lou, let me try it one more time, because I appreciate your perspective. Do you think there's some there in any of the litany of investigations that Donald Trump finds himself in right now?
Have you ever heard the word nothing burger? It's a big nothing burger. It's
so
a big
all of it's nothing burger. The felony counts, the 32 felony counts for the Stormy Daniels payoff, nothing there. I mean, Lou, his signature were literally on the checks, right? Lou, you saw those, right?
He might run for president. He might actually win.
Okay, but you're not answering the question, and so we're going to move along. But, you know, thanks for the effort, Lou. I mean, I really would appreciate you to – I'd like to hear what you have to say. I know what you're thinking in those regards, but when I'm asking a very specific question, I mean, Trump's signature was on the checks.
He's saying effectively it's a nothing burger, Dom. And in regards to the Stormy Daniels,
he literally said it, but it's not a nothing burger when there's actual factual evidence of Donald Trump's signature while in the White House paying off the porn star. That's not a nothing burger. That's actually something.
I think it's probably more damaging the civil suit that, by all accounts, legal accounts, he's probably going to lose to E. Jean Carroll. Now, that is an accusation of rape with a defamation kicker. It means he's both a rapist and a liar should he lose in this trial, and all indications are he's losing. So I would say, while I could if I were a guy like Lou or maybe some of our other Trump supportive listeners, I could see how they might be dismissive of the known reporting on the Stormy Daniels and all that kind of stuff. But the E. Jean Carroll, when the jury finds him guilty and civilly liable, he's a rapist.
You don't understand how business works, right? You can't, at any time you try to write something off that's not a legitimate write-off, especially to the tune of $100,000+, I mean, that's kind of...
That's not a compelling argument to Lou.
We'd go to jail for that, man. I mean, his attorney went to jail for that. So it's not... I don't know why you just dismiss it. It's not as... perhaps as serious as some of these other issues, certainly. But Cohen went to jail for his part in this already.
Hey, buddy, I'm just waiting on Fannie Willis on the non-pardonable state charges coming out of the state of Georgia, where he is accused, and many other Republicans. And I'm looking at you, Lindsey Graham, and quite a few others that were pressuring election officials. And the whole fake electors thing, that's all getting mixed up. Right now, they're starting to turn on each other. I wish they'd start doing that here in the state of Wisconsin. Bob Spindell's the only one that throws the others under the bus. Oh, Trump's attorney told us. That's probably Jim Troupas, right? Maybe Rudy Giuliani. But at the end of the day, Dom, again, it wasn't compelling for CJ. But Lou, we'll see if it's compelling to CJ. But I got to tell you, the Access Hollywood, the I tick tack up and they let me, is different than a credible and evidenced, supported, even if it's a civil finding of rape, he is forevermore a rapist. And I got to defy him to win beyond the hardcore primary MAGA right that might vote for this guy in a primary. But if he wins the nomination on behalf of the Republican Party, it will be a nationwide bloodbath, even in the red states. They're all going down if Donald Trump's top of the ticket. I say, embrace the man. Right, CJ? He's your guy, isn't he? Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Well, hi, guys. Well, thanks for taking my call this time. The Democrats refuse to even debate in their own primary. And
Joe Biden and who? It's Joe and Joe. Who's he going to debate? Marianne Williamson? She's not a legitimate candidate.
And who's Trump debating, CJ?
I see how you and this president is legitimate when he can't put three words together.
CJ, he's the sitting president. You're just as legitimate as your guy was when through the splitting of the infinitive and the electoral college, he won election in 16. I didn't like him, but I didn't question the legitimacy of his election. Just some of his campaign tactics.
Now, CJ, Trump said he doesn't want to debate. Did you see the reporting? Trump says he won't debate. What do you think?
Well, not from
that?
The Reagan Library. It's rigged there.
Well, 2024 is a long ways away, and Ron Johnson was proven correct. At least nine. Are you guys okay with now James Comer, congressman? 11 family members so far have taken money from the Chinese Communist Party. Are you guys okay with that?
No, I didn't like it when Jared Kushner did it. I didn't like it when Don Jr. did it. And I don't like it when Hunter Biden does it. So there's some consistency. I don't think those that have access...
Yeah, but Kushner got $2 billion, dude. So
what's that?
That's not very... Kushner got $2 billion. And we'll take your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Good looking, and I have a rapist wit.
The courts agree with us too. What's going on in this country?
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 37 overnight under overcast skies with a slight chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 32 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Looking for your calls, your input, your take at 844-967-2789.
Dom, you got to be very careful. You have to understand, we live in a reality not always shared by the Fox News and right-wing talk radio listener and viewer, right? They have a whole different set of information presented to them.
Okay. Well, why should I be careful about that?
Well, because you assume that we're somehow dealing in the same, you know, facts and realities. Just careful.
Well, that's where I play, Crudy. But if someone else isn't there, don't think that I got to be nice about it or I have to acquiesce to the QAnon theories. No freaking way, man. What are you talking about? I got to be careful. Literally, what do you mean? I got to be careful.
You're never careful. So I apologize to ever even implying that you might be thoughtful in your statements.
All right, forgiven.
Be less than careful about all things in your life, Dom. Here, 844-967-2789. Be careful if you start crossing my ass. But I guess the only point is, I want to update our audience in case you didn't know what the right is talking about. Sometimes you have to just not assume our audience is reading the Fox News Digital or listening to right-wing talk radio or always even understands what the hell Lou or CJ or conservatives that occasionally call into the show are talking about. And the latest outrage on the right, Joe Biden has 7 grandkids, but only acknowledges 6 of them because he is not currently acknowledging publicly the fact that Hunter Biden apparently fathered a child out of wedlock with a stripper. So this is, you know, I mean, Hannity's leading his show. They're all talking about it, Dom. Were you even aware of that? That, you know, the outrage.
I mean, I know there's, yes, I know that there is some paternity thing going on. Okay. So what? He's not an elected official. If there's any corruption there, I would be down. I'm totally fine with investigation to corruption. I'd start with Hunter Biden, sure. But what about Kushner? You know, I mean, what about? I mean, if everyone's down for that, and I think you were very consistent, Crudy, when these kinds of things, if these are facts, if these are happening, absolutely, man. I'm not going to give someone a pass on corruption because they happen to vote the way I think they should vote.
Well, just so the audience knows and they can at least move beyond what the hell their conservative friends might be asking them about, Hunter Biden, the son of President Biden, appeared in court in Arkansas today in a paternity-related case with the judge ordering that he must answer questions about his finances. Both NBC News and CNN reported today that Hunter Biden, in a court appearance in Batesville, that again is Arkansas, was ordered to sit for a deposition under oath in June. The case stems from a paternity battle over a child that Hunter Biden had with a woman in the state named London Roberts. Now, my understanding, Roberts has tried to name the child, Biden, and Hunter has objected to that. Apparently doesn't want to be tagged with this child that he's fought the allegations of paternity, but apparently has lost because he's paying child support now. Hunter Biden asked the court to reduce his child support payments last September after reaching a settlement with Roberts in 2020. Now the president's son, who has been under intense scrutiny from congressional Republicans, I don't know if you're aware, Dom, they're trying to investigate Hunter Biden, will have to answer additional questions about his finances, including investments and art sales. You know, they think that's going to lead a trail of breadcrumbs to the big guy, Joe Biden. That's their assertion. When you really dig into Hunter's finances, you're going to see the corruption of the father. That's what they assert, the right, often. The defendant is playing games with this court. Robert's lawyer wrote in a filing last month, the court should incarcerate the defendant in the Claiborne County Detention Center until he complies with the court's orders and answers discovery. Well, that sounds a little Trumpian, but Trump never got thrown in jail for failing to answer discovery, did he, Dom? In the alternative, the court should sanction the defendant as appropriate and just. An Independence County Circuit Judge Holly Mayer criticized Hunter Biden and his legal team for the records that they had produced already, arguing the ability to redact, is being somewhat abused. Mayer ordered that Hunter Biden's team refile public versions of some of the records they've already submitted. Hunter Biden's lawyers have revealed for the first time he's paying $20,000 a month in child support, and he's up to $750,000 in total paid. Guy's paying $250,000 a year in child support. That means he's, what, capping over $1 million a year, which, good for him.
Yes.
So that's the story. That's your update.
That's the story. I mean, him and everybody else, man. What are you talking about? There's paternity suits all the time. This is, again, I appreciate, you know, the focus, I guess, but he's not an elected official.
He is being investigated for federal tax crimes, and this financial disclosure is going to be a little painful for him.
Having a gun when he was an admitted crackhead. Oh, okay. And, you know, let it flush out. So what? If the guy's guilty, he's guilty. Then punish him. And move along. But I would really appreciate this kind of focus and fervent anger if you would be like, hey, oh my God, Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Bonesaw Saudis for an investment fund, and that's not at all what Jared Kushner has ever done in his life, ever. There should be perhaps some investigation of that, right? No, not a word. Not a word from the Republicans on that. And I am at least being consistent. I believe you are as well.
Mark from the SAC, be consistent. Tell Dom he's so absolutist.
What does that even mean? You know,
Mark, welcome.
Mark is back. Mark is actually back in the sack now. So.
No, nice.
All right, welcome back, man.
I still got a hose in my side, but hopefully that'll be coming out pretty soon. But, I mean, it is just remarkable that they're going after Hunter Biden, hammer and tong, and good old, you know, Jared Kushner, not a word about that, where billions of dollars switched hands there. We don't want to know what kind of money and funds actually switched hands. It went going to Donald Trump himself. So for CJ and Lou, I mean, you know, facts are actually facts. And I don't care what source you get, you know, that the sun actually rises in the east and sets in the west. That's right from our human perspective. But that's not astronomically correct, but that's what the fact is there.
You know, I just really, Mark, thank you, and glad you're back home. But I really want to get to the darkness behind Billy Carter.
Billy Beer. Now, there's a conspiracy. There's a travesty. 844-967-2799. Come back with us.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Singer Gordon Lightfoot has died at a hospital in Toronto.
If you could read my mind, love.
His songs earned him multiple gold, platinum, and double platinum albums awards and a spot in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He was 84 years old. Seven bodies were found at a home in Oklahoma where officers were looking for a man in connection to two missing teens, Sheriff Eddie Rice.
We're not going to discuss any of the facts of the case or anything like that, but we are no longer looking We believe to have found everything that we were seeking.
Six were killed when a dust storm in Illinois caused blinding conditions on an interstate. State Police Major Ryan Sterick tells us dozens of cars and tractor trailers collided.
Approximately 30 commercial motor vehicles and 40 to 60 passenger cars were involved. This includes two truck tractor semi-trailers that caught fire as a result of the crashes.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Sorry, I was just reading of the latest blow-up from the former president, always a level-headed guy. Apparently, he lost his cool today, Dom, with reporters in a press gaggle on Trump Force One, coming back from a rally, and someone asked him an uncomfortable question about his, let's just say, legal travails in Manhattan with Alvin Bragg. As it's being reported at one of my favorite sources, Dom, in this case, the Raw Story Plus, former President Donald Trump, during a press gaggle aboard his plane after his Waco, Texas rally, blew up at NBC News reporter Von Hilliard. Apparently, this is a earlier blow up, but new news. Hilliard reportedly asked Trump if he was frustrated over Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's investigation over alleged hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. The probe led to a 34-count felony. You've referenced it before, Dom. Hilliard was questioning Trump over his Truthy Social post in which the former president had warned of potential death and destruction if he was indicted. And when Hilliard asked Trump for his version of the events, the former president said, "I don't want to talk to you." In response to another question from Hilliard, Trump replied, "Do you hear me? You are not a nice guy."
What's he doing on the plane then, Trump?
"I don't want to talk to you," Hilliard tried to ask another question. "Do you hear me? You're not a nice guy," Trump said, turning to take a question from another reporter. Trump lost it after Hilliard tried to ask another question. "All right, let's go get him out of here. Out of here. Out of here." They're in an airplane. Where's he going, right? Anyways, according to Vanity Fair's reporting, Trump then picked up one of the phones recording the gaggle and asked, "Who's this?" Hilliard replied it was his. Trump picked up another phone and asked the same question. "That one's mine too," Hilliard said. The former president tossed both phones out of his sight onto a seat next to him. The thud of one of the phones hitting its surface can be heard in the recording. The ever-mature presidential candidate, he's your front-runner, Republicans, soon to be, well, he's been indicted on 34 criminal counts in Manhattan. Now, I share Lou's sentiment, you know, that might be the nothing burger of all the alleged criminality of the former president, but I think the civil suit, the tag of rapist, that one's going to sting a little. You know, as you're going through your political campaigns and doing town halls on CNN, are they going to put presidential candidate rapist Donald Trump? Would that not be a accurate descriptor, I mean, if he's convicted on this civil charge?
Right, he'll appeal, right? Then he'll be alleged rapist until the appeal goes through. I mean, we'll find out. Caitlin Collins, CNN, going to do a town hall with Trump on May 10th. We'll see how they address it.
What's he going to do? I don't like you. You're a very mean person. I'm not going to answer those questions. I mean, at some point, you cannot run for president and not answer questions. Although Joe Biden pulled it off.
Nice. 844-967-2789. I just, you know, the nothing burger and the, you know, the paperwork crimes and all these different descriptions of actual investigations, state and federal level, civil and criminal. I think is, I get it. We're talking on the radio. We're talking a little trash. And, you know, I get our mega listeners, you know, they want to throw it up there and try to minimize it. Okay, I guess I understand that. But these are not minimal crimes. If Crudy, if you did this or I did that, I cut a check for $100,000 and write it off bad on my taxes, and I get caught on that, they're going to charge me with something. There's going to be a consequence to that, as well there should be, right? I mean, we're the law and order, folks, country, right, everybody? Right, Democrats, right, Republicans, law and order. Well, you can't have law and order if you don't apply that law and order equally to everyone, including an ex-president. So while you know, again, I think CNN doing this town hall with Trump and only Trump is problematic. One of the problems of the 2016 campaign cycle was that, hell, everybody was just wanting to get a little piece of that Trump train. Everyone wants to hear what's Trump going to say next.
I'm the ratings machine.
And he was propped up to a large degree by those media companies that Trump, you know, mocks now as the enemy of the people. The free press is the enemy of the people. And what are they going to do? They're going to put him on again.
Dominic,
putting him on without any other candidates, right? Just Trump and a town hall in New Hampshire next week.
As long as he answers all the questions, I'm fine with that. Dom, I got a little opinion piece from the Washington Post. See if you like the headline. Biden can beat Trump. Democrats should worry. No one else can. Now, I know I've been picking on the president, the current one, the real one, Joe Biden, a little bit lately. His reelective campaign running on lower Gallup numbers than Trump had at this point in his presidency. That does concern me a little bit. But, of course, the dynamic. What is the job? Let me read a little bit. See if you can see why I'm throwing it out there, Dom. President Biden says he's running for re-election to finish the job. What job exactly? There's an answer to that question that makes sense, but he's not saying it directly. And it's one that should worry Biden's fellow Democrats. His announcement video presents Biden as defending freedom, democracy, Social Security, voting rights, and abortion from MAGA extremists. It's not plausible that threats to any of these things, or what Democrats perceive as threats to them, would be vanquished in a second Biden term. Republicans and Democrats are going to continue to disagree about abortion and about how to protect voting rights long after 2028. Biden didn't get his voting rights bill into law when Democrats had the House and the Senate, and its prospects are not getting any better. Biden's real mission, the one that needs completion, is the one that he set for himself in the 2020 campaign, keeping Donald Trump out of the White House. That was the theme that summoned the most passion from him throughout the year. In his speech accepting the Democratic nomination, he mentioned policy issues, but his focus was being the kind of president children could look up to and not the kind who would bash our foreign allies and equivocate about white supremacists. Keeping Trump out of the White House is a job that Biden could finish. There is, of course, no guarantee that he will accomplish it. He could lose to Trump in November 2024. That's never going to happen. He's not going to win Wisconsin. Trump will not win Wisconsin. I promise you that. And you're not going to win the presidency without the state of Wisconsin, Trump. So anyways, I guarantee it, but I read on. He could lose to Trump in November 2024 or beat him only for Trump to run again and win in 28. But Biden has a good shot at shutting Trump out. Biden may well think that he has a better shot at it than anyone else the Democrats might nominate, because he does. Yes, he's old and unpopular, but have you seen the alternatives?
Don't compare me to the almighty, Crudy. Compare me to the alternatives. I'll jump in here. Crudy, if Biden were not running, Vice President Harris would be the most likely Democratic nominee. But she is just as unpopular, and it's become a reliable source of loopy sound bites. Democratic insiders cannot stop telling reporters how little she impresses them. The other also-rans from the 2020 primaries have their own disadvantages. Bernie Sanders combines Biden's advanced age with a political identity much further from the median voter.
I don't agree, primary. But please continue.
I don't. Hey, this is the author. In the primaries last time, Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren showed very little appeal to black voters, without whom nobody can win the Democratic nomination. There are political analysts who concede some of these points, but still insist that the Democrats have a strong bench. It is remarkable, though, that they often mention Maryland Governor Wes Moore and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who may be rising stars but have held office only since January. Let's check back with them in 2028. That's not to say that Democrats would be doomed if Biden bowed out. It is certainly possible that a Democratic governor, particularly Gavin Newsom of California, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, or Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, would be able to defeat Harris for the nomination and then prompt Trump for the presidency. But you can see why SNL played the party's options as a horror show last fall. The implausibility of most of Biden's potential replacements is a function of two facts about the Democratic coalition. It's unwieldy and it's in flux. Democrats have been bleeding support from white voters without college degrees and making up for it among white voters with degrees. They have been losing ground in presidential elections in Wisconsin, where most voters are whites without degrees, and gaining in Georgia, where they're only a third of the electorate. Biden has presented himself as a bridge to the new generation of Democratic leaders. He's also a bridge between Democrats' past coalition and its future one. He won in November of 2020 by holding down losses among whites without degrees while benefiting from the pro-democratic trends among whites with degrees. Trump's unpopularity aided Biden, but that advantage would almost surely not have been enough for Sanders or Warren, who got the next largest number of votes in the primaries, to stitch together the precarious electoral majority that Biden did. A recent poll found that most Democrats don't want Biden to run again. They're lucky he's not following their wishes. But it should make them uneasy that they need him to finish the job of stopping Trump. Ramesh Ponnaru, writing at the Washington Post.
Sad but true, Dom. Trump is your probable, and I've been predicting it for a year or more, Republican nominee, despite the legal travails.
I think the legal travails will catch him, and he will not be that nominee. I mean, as you mentioned, hey, vote for the rapist. Hey, vote for the convicted felon. I mean, that's not going to, at some point,
when
he's the
convicted felon, and they already knew about the rapiness because there was the Access Hollywood
matter of what? The justice, slow wheels of justice turning? Everybody know all the Republican GOP. Whatever. We don't care. That didn't happen. The rape thing. But when the conviction comes down, you think that doesn't impact any of the voters? I think it does, man. Every time something happens, a few more slice off, and perhaps a few more of those, the hard right megas get more entrenched in their ideology. Talk about absolutism, talk about staying fixed. That's what they're at. If you're not going to look at some of these headwinds, some of these actions, then if Trump is convicted, we don't know. I mean, now we got Jack Smith reporting out today or maybe yesterday from the New York Times. Jack Smith looking at potential wire fraud. Trump raised like $250 million on stopping the steal and all that, right? Well, that was all fraud. That was all BS. $250 million. That's a lot of wire fraud if that comes to fruition. And that's just a new one, man. I mean, every time you look around, every transaction, every word, everything the man does falls apart and is freaking illegal. So yeah, I don't think he gets there, man. I don't see how he gets there.
Same way he survived two impeachments. 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Dave.
Hey. Here's Matt Crudy and Debiter and Don. How you guys doing?
Good, brother. What do you got for us today?
Hey, so you know that 2016 election, that was like a perfect storm because remember the Access Hollywood tape, that happened like right before, I think, the very last debate.
Late in the session.
Remember?
He was disinvited from the fall first CD, which was Paul Ryan's little fall shindig in the state of Wisconsin. It was less than a month before the election, I believe. October? That was quite an October surprise.
The big October surprise was when, what's his name? I forgot. The guy that went after Clinton with the emails, you know, he closed the case in July and then reopened it with the business about Anthony Weiner. Oh,
James Comey, the former FBI director.
Yeah. That all popped like within 2 weeks. So that kind of sunk her ship, made it easier for Trump. And as you well know, you know, in Wisconsin and all these other states like Pennsylvania, they really tried to keep blacks and other minorities from voting through various means. There's a couple of different articles, Mother Jones reported about it right after the election. You know, people could not, who were trying to vote, well, because they didn't have like a state ID or whatever, they could not vote
Dave, that's an ongoing effort. We had Cleta Mitchell, who was part of the Trump team. She was on the phone call to the Georgia election officials, and she's expressed great sorrow over the fact that young people are voting in states like the state of Wisconsin. So there are new Republican efforts afoot, Dynamo Dave, to make it harder for the college kids to vote. Because when they vote, they're not voting for Republicans, so that's a bad thing.
Right.
Got to make it harder for them to vote then.
Yeah, our hope is that Gen Z, they came out in this last election, now they want to clamp down on them.
Well, sure, man. Black voters, Democratic voters, college-age voters. I mean, there's not going to be anyone left. It can't all be old white men voting for Republicans. That ain't a constituency. Come back, more Devils.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his
camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 37 overnight under cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Crudy, even with all this stuff going on, we still have to have some governance. Washington Post is reporting the U.S. government could default as early as June 1. June 1. Today's May 1. My math says that's 1 month from today, unless Congress raises or suspends the debt ceiling, according to the Treasury Department, which implored lawmakers again on Monday to act swiftly to avert a fiscal crisis. The new estimate followed less than a week after the House Republicans delivered on their pledge to try to leverage the looming deadline to secure spending cuts, defying Biden and officially touching off a political stalemate that could tip the fragile economy into another recession. Biden, and this is the new news on this story today, Biden has invited the top four congressional leaders to a meeting at the White House on May 9th to discuss the debt limit. The official said the president personally called Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries on Monday afternoon. In response to lawmakers on Monday afternoon, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the agency may be, quote, unable to continue to satisfy all of the government's obligations by early June and potentially as early as June 1.
Dominic, a little more on that topic. Ted Cruz went out on the Sunday shows speaking with embattled Sunday morning futures host Maria Bartiromo, who was at the center of the Dominion voting systems defamation lawsuit that cost the network $787 million. Cruz attacked the president, that'd be Biden, over the budget battle as a default deadline looms. Here's what Ted Cruz, who you shook his hand, right, Dom? Ishiwaka, Indiana?
Yes.
That was before or after you shook Ted Trump's hand?
He also shook my hand.
It's amazing how they do that.
I don't know why they come up to me and offer me their hand. I'm just a nice guy.
It's because they're a big star. You just let them do it.
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
Cruz offered advice to Biden, stating Joe Biden from 211 needs to come back. Not the guy they got right now locked in the basement, a White House that's being run by 25-year-old radicals who figure, heck, let's just let it all default. What do we care? These are little Marxists with no experience in the real world. Very rich coming from burn it down Ted Cruz, isn't it? We need to bring back the Joe Biden that's done this before, not the one who's behaving like a terrorist, which is what Biden is doing right now. Biden's the terrorist.
Yes.
Now, the correspondent here writes, aside from claiming Biden, who has just returned from a visit to Europe and told jokes at the televised White House Correspondents Association dinner on Saturday evening, is locked in the basement, a MSNBC reporter hammered Cruz over his unserious remarks. The first is that Biden, during his tenure as vice president, participated in debt ceiling talks. That's true, he did. But Biden also learned from that experience that such talks don't actually lead to worthwhile and constructive results, which is one of the reasons he's opposed to making the same mistake twice. Now, is this a mistake, Dom, to take these talks with the four congressional leaders? Also, the MSNBC guy says, the second was Cruz's contention the president is behaving like a terrorist, which is so hopelessly insane that it was unsettling to see the senator deliver the line with a straight face. Oh, Ted Cruz, definitely hopelessly insane. That's his middle name, isn't it?
Hopelessly devoted to you.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown, how you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good, guys. You know, how everybody's attacking Harris as the VP that has done nothing and been backburnered and all this. You know what? I'm going to tell you something about her. When you go back to the time when she was grilling William Barr, she ate that guy up and spit him out and has the capacity to do it on many issues. Let Biden and the Biden administration take on the hot button issues like abortion and guns and all that, and put her out there.
Well, Dick, unfortunately, when she's been in public speaking, not direct questions, not prosecutorial style in a senatorial committee, but when she's out there just sort of talking, she's been less than compelling on the stump, Dick.
I think she'll be fine. I really do. Give her a chance. They're going to propel her out there. And I'm telling you, I loved it. Think back to the way she owned William Barr. She turned that guy inside out.
Dick, when I met Kamala Harris up close and personal, I've never been with a more intense interview subject. And I've said that several times on the radio, fella. But she didn't win hearts and minds. She didn't do it in Iowa. She didn't do it as a presidential candidate. And she has not done it effectively as the VP. Now, that may not be your fault. She might be getting, you know, backburnered by the Biden administration, the 25-year-olds. But
the little Marxist.
It's happening. She is not out there publicly making much of a positive impression. Dom, it was a little surprising. President Joe Biden came out of the basement, as he's often accused of spending time in, and he addressed the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, a guy I met in Des Moines, Roy Wood, did a great job. Very funny guy. I met him. But let's play a couple of the sound bites of our President Joe Biden. Let's see. Let's assess. Is funny funny? Is Joe Biden funny? Let's play cut five.
You say I'm ancient. I say I'm wise. You say I'm over the hill. Don Lemon would say that's a man in his prime.
More from President Joe Biden Saturday night. Cut six, please.
Headline. Biden's advanced age is a big issue. Trump's, however, is not.
Good point. Cut seven. Joe Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I believe in the First Amendment. Not just because my good friend Jimmy Madison wrote it.
What about Ron DeSantis? He less believes in the First Amendment. Cut eight.
After his reelection as governor, he was asked if he had a mandate. He said, hell no, I'm straight.
That's pretty funny, Joe. What about Marjorie Taylor Greene, Dom's three-toed girl? Let's play it for the people. Cut nine, President Joe Biden.
I want everyone to have fun tonight, but please be safe. If you find yourself disoriented or confused, it's either you're drunk or Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, bam.
What about lies? Damn lies and statistics. Cut 10.
Lies told for profit and power. Lies of conspiracy and malice. Repeated over and over again. Designed to generate a cycle of anger, hate, and even violence.
I think he's talking about Fox News. Let's make sure. Let's play the last cut here, Ebone. Cut number 13, President Joe Biden talking about Fox News.
I'd call Fox honest, fair, and truthful, but then I could be sued for defamation.
Oh, damn! Now, I don't know who wrote those jokes, but someone still got to deliver them, Dom.
Yes, he did a fine job. But I got to be honest, there's some low-hanging fruit around there, so I don't think they're worried about, you know, the writers going on strike quite yet, but well done, whoever wrote those jokes. And Joe, you did a pretty decent job.
And if you have an opportunity, look at some of the monologue Roy Wood did. It is so funny. This guy's a funny guy. Stick around. We've got the Paul Revere Show right here on the Civic Media Network with our friend Mark Thompson. It's Monday night. I haven't been around on a lot of Mondays lately. And in between, we got Native Root Radio, I'm Awake with Robert and Wendy Pilot, Ogama and the team. Keep it locked right here, Civic Media. Now, with the best Packer beat coverage ever, thank you, Mike Clements, for joining us today on The Big Show.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.